Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. I first talked to Jacobo Gabriel Tomas the day before he was supposed to be deported.
Okay, I'm here in Worthington, Minnesota.
Worthington is about 3 hours southwest of Minneapolis. Jacobo describes it as a mixed community, Latinos and white Americans. Jacobo himself is originally from Guatemala, but he's lived in the U.S. for 22 years, after coming here as a legal refugee during Guatemala's civil war.
I feel like I'm born here, but actually I'm not.
Jacobo works on a pig farm. He has 5 children, 4 with his wife Isabel.
Daryl,
and how old is Daryl?
13. Beatrice, and she's 11. And Alvin, he's 10. And Daisy, she's 6 years old.
Overall, seems like a pretty typical life in the exurbs. But his latest trouble started after a recent traffic stop. Jacobo said a cop said something had been moving in his back seat, ran his records, and found a previous deportation order. The cop told him to show up at Homeland Security's office. But Jacobo thought he could prove that he had been a good citizen. He was ready.
I'm tired to not have no paper. I do everything right here, like pay my taxes, buy my house. When I went to the Home Security, they arrested me.
When you went to Homeland Security, I'm ready to present myself. I want to become legal. And then they arrested you?
Yes.
Today on Latino USA, we're bringing you stories about home, what makes it, and what happens when you're threatened with losing it.
In Jacobo's case, he's been here almost 22 years. He's been a homeowner for 8 years, has paid his taxes in the United States for, I think, about 13 years.
That's Kathy Close, Jacobo's lawyer and an attorney at the Immigrant Law Center of Minnesota. Just the day before he was scheduled to leave, Jacobo retained her as his lawyer. From all appearances, it didn't seem like Jacobo would be someone the government would prioritize for deportation. He's had a few traffic offenses, has worked using false papers, like many, if not most, undocumented working people. But that seems to be it. The local Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in St. Paul didn't want to go on tape, but they had this to say about Jacobo's case in early November.
Although not in ICE custody, he is pending imminent removal from the United States. As a former fugitive with a final order of deportation, Mr. Gabriel Tomas's case falls within ICE enforcement priorities.
About that word, fugitive. After coming here as a legal refugee, Jacobo had been told previously that once the Civil War was over, it would be time to go home. But Guatemala wasn't home anymore. By that time, he had 2 kids. He'd built a life in Minnesota. ICE also told Latino USA that just because people like Jacobo aren't a quote-unquote priority doesn't mean they won't get deported. Come the morning of November 5th, Jacobo readied himself and went to meet with ICE.
Then they said, here's your passport, then here's shit for deportation shit. So then it's up to you if you want to leave or if you want to stay. Just let us, your officer know. And I said, what?
The ICE agent actually seemed to be offering him a choice whether to stay or go.
Then I was scared or sad to they can go arrested me and arrested my wife. So that's why I was thinking, so probably it's better to leave. So I went to airport, then I fly to Texas.
At this point, back in early November, President Obama had been promising to take action on immigration for a while. The midterms had been held the day before, and some kind of action by the president was looking increasingly likely.
Deportation, education on deportation, education on deportation.
Immigration reform activists pushed pretty hard for parents of Dreamers and other people in the country without papers, especially parents. President Obama has pushed back against this expansion of deferred action in the past. Here he is in September of 2013 on Telemundo.
Young people who have basically grown up here are Americans that we should welcome. We're not going to have them operate under a cloud, under a shadow. But if we start broadening that, then essentially I would be ignoring the law.
But earlier in November, a dreamer interrupted President Obama at a rally.
Hold on. You're a dreamer, and I gave you relief administratively, and we're going to work on the next one.
So with the president promising action on immigration reform before the end of the year, it seemed to Kathy Close, his lawyer, that Jacobo should stay and fight. But he had already gotten on a plane from Minneapolis. So they paged him at the Dallas airport before he could board his connecting flight to Guatemala.
He was under the impression if he left and then if something changed in the immigration laws or if the president would announce some executive action, I think the family thought they might be able to come back and at that time take advantage of something. And so we had the talk with him that now is the time to, if there's any hope for your future of staying together as a family.
And when I hear that, so I say, okay, it's so proud. It's a lot better to go back, see if there's another opportunity.
Jacobo made his way back home to Minnesota, catching a bus and then begging $10 for a fare from a total stranger. We caught up with him a few days after he had returned. His lawyer had already filed for Jacobo's case to be reviewed by the National ICE office and tried to get his deportation deferred. Then, just a few days later,
we're going to keep focusing enforcement resources on actual threats to our security. Felons, not families. Criminals, not children. Gang members, not a mom who's working hard to provide for her kids.
It appears that Jacobo's case is likely to pan out. For now, at least, he'll probably be able to stay in the country. Here's Kathy Close.
No, we're very, very excited about this announcement and how it could impact Jacobo. We believe he is eligible for the expanded deferred action program. So it appears from at least the initial information that came out that he should be eligible for this.
The new memo released by Jay Johnson, Homeland Security Secretary, mostly supersedes previous similar memos. It's a bit technical, and we'll have a link to it on latinousa.org. But for now, Jacobo's deportation doesn't seem to be a priority. But deferred action is just that, an act not taken. There's no permanent solution to Jacobo's case until Congress puts together legislation. If it weren't for his kids, one of whom could eventually file a petition for him to stay once they're old enough, there probably wouldn't be a plan to allow him to stay permanently at all. And the ball seems to be in the Republican-controlled Congress's court, at least for the next 2 years.